In the name of Jesus, the crucified, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
So our gospel reading reminds me of a classroom scene, and as you know, I'm also a professor. I teach many classes to theology students.
在我们今天的封里面，牧师想起他是，因为他是一个教授，是教神学，令他想起他班房里面其中的事情。
So we think of it kind of like a classroom here. We are disciples, which means students of Jesus.
咁即係好似而家呢個真係好似一個班房咁，而我哋咧就係耶穌嘅門徒。
And Jesus is my teacher and your teacher.
而耶穌咧係牧師嘅教師嘅老師，亦都係我哋嘅老師。
Okay. In our gospel reading today, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Who am I? That's the central question, actually, of the Gospel of Mark in the New Testament. Disciple means one who listens and learns and follows Jesus. We too are called as disciples that we would listen, that we would learn, that we would receive and follow Jesus in our lives. And Jesus is asking us today, who is he?
咁喺我哋今日读到嘅福音里边咧，耶稣问佢嘅门徒：你哋话我系边个咧？我系边个咧？呢个就系马可福音中心呢个问题。你话耶稣系边个咧？门徒系就话系嗰啲聆听、接受并且跟随耶稣嘅人。我哋都被称为耶稣嘅门徒，因为方便我哋都可以聆听、接受并且跟随耶稣。今日我哋仍然系被人问到我哋。耶稣在我们生命中，在我们的心里面，究竟是谁呢？
So Jesus asked the disciples, "Who am I?" And Peter answers as a good student, "You are the Christ or the Messiah." This is who Jesus is, the Christ, which means Messiah or the chosen one or the appointed one by God to save the world from sin. And in Jesus, God our Father chooses us, as our second reading puts it today, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Christ chose us.
咁而門徒彼得咧就咁回答耶穌，佢話：你係基督，呢個就係耶穌。耶穌係基督。基督嘅意思咧係尼賽亞或者上帝想選擇喺世界裏邊。从罪恶里面拯救我们出来的这一位，我们的天父上帝在耶稣里面是选择了我们。正如我们读到第二段经文所说，当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就已经为我们而死。
After Peter answers Jesus as a good student, who am I correctly, that Jesus is the Christ or the Messiah, the one chosen by God, Jesus tells him and the others not to tell anyone about this. And at first that might sound strange. After all, Scripture says we should always be prepared to tell others about Jesus and who's in our hearts by faith in Jesus. We're called to give an account of the hope that we have in Christ to anyone who asks.
咁喺彼得呢个非常之好嘅学生答出呢个非常啱嘅答案嘅时候，话我系边个？耶稣问佢呢个问题嘅时候，佢话耶稣系基督，系神所拣选嘅呢一位之后，耶稣叫佢同埋其他嘅门徒唔好对其他人讲出佢嘅事情。咁起初听起上嚟咧，好似好奇怪。因为圣经告诉我们，我们要时刻做好准备，和任何人询问到关于耶稣基督的情况的时候，要讲明我们在耶稣里面的希望。
Jesus here says, don't say anything about who Jesus is, the Messiah, and when we read on, we find out why not to say anything, at least to wait, right? At least not yet.
咁我哋可能觉得奇怪，点解耶稣叫佢哋唔好谈论佢嘅事情，唔好话俾人听佢系尼赛亚咧？但系当我哋继续读落去嘅时候，就会明白到点解耶稣叫啲门徒乜嘢都唔好讲，至少而家仲未系到适当嘅时候。
Jesus wants to wait until they get it right about who Jesus is based on what he does.Jesus, the Son of Man, goes on to explain that he must suffer many things and be rejected and be killed and on the third day rise again. And Jesus says this to them plainly. There's no stories or parables or evasion. There's just straight talk. Jesus will suffer and rise again. And Peter hears this, but doesn't receive it, and takes Jesus aside and rebukes Jesus and says he's wrong. And that's amazing. Because I teach a lot, and I have to say, students challenge their teachers here and there. But even by today's standards, to actually take your teacher, your Lausha, aside and say you're wrong, wow, that's never actually happened to me.
因为耶稣想开始教导他们，等我们可以讲出一个真正的适当的合适的答案。因为人子，即是耶稣，必须要受很多的苦，要被拒绝、被杀、三日之后复活，而且都好切切清楚地将这些说话告诉他们，不是经过任何预言或者任何的故事，只是直截了当地说，耶稣将受苦、死亡、复活。 彼得听到之后，将耶稣拉埋一边，实际上是想责备耶稣，或者话俾耶稣听佢错。哇，真系好难以相信。事实上，耶稣系责备佢嘅老师，话你而家错啦，你唔应该咁样讲噶。而家好似牧师话嘅，好多学生咧喺而家都会挑战佢嘅老师，就算以今日嘅标准。
What made Peter go against Jesus, his teacher, like this? Well, everything he was taught. Now, in the Old Testament, right, Messiah does mean anointed one or chosen one, the one anointed by God, a prophet, a priest, a king, as God's chosen leaders. Jesus is our prophet, priest, and king. The one chosen by God as our leader is what Peter was expecting.
咁係乜嘢會令到彼得去咁樣責備去觸犯佢嘅老師耶穌呢？係因為佢之前所學到嘅一切喺舊約裏邊尼賽亞意思就係受膏者，被上帝選中嘅，被油膏抹了嘅呢一位先知。 祭司同埋国王被任命为上帝所选嘅一个领袖，耶稣系我哋嘅先知、祭司同埋君王，系上帝选为我哋嘅领袖嘅人。Yet
by Jesus' day, the popular view of the Messiah was that the Messiah was the one anointed by God to reign over everyone as a powerful king, the greatest king, the great king who would make the people of Israel great again. Or as a popular song put it at the time of Jesus' day, make the Messiah strong so you might shatter unrighteous rulers, that he may purge Jerusalem from nations. You get the idea.
而喺耶稣嘅时代咧，啲人对尼赛亚嘅普遍嘅睇法咧，系尼赛亚系上帝所高立嘅，系作为一个强大嘅国王嚟统治以色列，作为最伟大嘅国王，令到以色列再次强大，一位好伟大嘅国王。耶稣时代流行嘅诗篇或者歌曲咧，都系咁样写嘅，让尼赛亚强大起嚟，咁样佢就可以粉碎不义嘅统治者。
Well, Peter and the other disciples, they got that idea. The Messiah was to be tough, powerful, purger, a reformer. He was to be the greatest, the richest, the best, someone you had to fear. And Jesus knows this is what Peter and the other disciples are thinking and expecting in a hostile world, in a tough city. Hard to do good. That's why Jesus tells them plainly. He teaches in a most direct way, straight talk, that he, the Messiah, will suffer and die and rise again.
而彼得同埋其他嘅门徒咧，一度都系明白到系呢一个咁样嘅谂法。尼赛亚咧，因为好强大、好强硬嘅，亦都系一位好有势力、好有权势嘅人。 一个改革者，佢将会成为最伟大嘅人，要成为，亦都就系必须令到所有人都好畏惧佢。耶稣就系清楚知道，呢啲就系彼得同埋其他门徒佢哋所期待嘅。因为喺呢一个充满敌意嘅世界，做好事咧系好难嘅。 这个就是为什么耶稣要想清清楚楚直接告诉他们知道他是将会受苦死亡而再复活。
Jesus has to reteach. Teachers know this. They often reteach the same thing again and again. And the disciples have to unlearn what they've learned wrong. They have to unlearn the bad ways of might makes right or being tough is the best. When Jesus points out it's love that makes right. Perfect love, as Scripture says, which drives out all fear. That the Lord would renew our minds, as Romans puts it in the New Testament. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And that's why when Peter rebukes Jesus, Jesus rebukes Peter to renew his mind, to really teach him a direct lesson, to get behind me, Satan, to get behind the way of the adversary of might makes right, and to set his mind on the things of God and the things of God for us.
因为耶稣呢要必须去重新去教导门徒，去忘记他们之前以为的错误的事情，以为强权即是正义这个不正确的想法，让他们知道爱就是正义，完美的爱，耶稣的爱是可以驱除一切的畏惧，一切的恐惧。但愿主能够这样的重申我们的心意。在罗马书十二章二节这样讲，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。这个就是为什么当彼得去责备耶稣的时候，耶稣是反过来去斥责他，去可以更新他的心意，说撒旦退到我后面，或者仇敌滚开，因为你不是将你的心思放在神的心意上面，而是放在人的事的上面。
I don't think it's all that different from today at all. Our gospel reading is remarkably the same. There are things from God and the things from us. And the things from us as men and women, according to Jesus, are the ways of this fallen world. You have to be tough, can't be a pushover, to look to success as the end-all, be-all. We count value in dollars. Jesus knows this, right? But knows what we need and provides, and wants us to look at value differently, value from God. Our Heavenly Father provides our daily needs, that we would count our blessings true, that all parts of our lives would add up to the wholeness of God's love.
咁其实咧，同我哋今日咧都唔系好大嘅分别，而好似根据耶稣嘅讲法，喺好多人咧喺而家呢个堕落嘅世界呢一个道路上边，好多人就以为话一定要好强硬，唔可以容易屈服，而且咧我哋将成功视为系一个最终嘅目的，最重要嘅，而我哋用金钱嚟衡量我哋嘅价值。耶稣知道我哋需要啲乜嘢。是我们的天父为我们提供了每日的食粮，每日的需要，让我们可以一一数算我们的祝福。我们的生命各所有的部分不同的东西加埋起来，就是神为我们给了我们完整的爱。
The things of God are the love of God for us, that God so loved the world He sent His only Son Jesus. God the Father sends Jesus, the chosen one,to save us, to choose us, even in death for life, to save each one of us, to fill us with the fullness of His love, to renew our minds. And the things of God mean following this Jesus. We follow this Jesus, as Jesus tells us, by denying ourselves, saying no to our sinful, selfish desires, saying yes to this Jesus way of life.
咁神係如此愛世人，甚至差遣他独生子，天父差遣我们的耶稣基督，神所拣选的来拯救这个堕落的世界的每一个人，来一一拯救我们每一个人，令到我们充满神丰盛的爱。神的事是意味着我们要跟随耶稣，我们要透过舍己来跟随耶稣，拒绝所有自私和罪恶的欲望，承认并且跟随耶稣和他的生活的方式，他的道路。那耶稣的生活方式是什么呢？
This Jesus way of life, it's a different way of life. It follows Jesus to the cross. And taking up our crosses means it actually will hurt to follow Jesus. We'll be different from others. It will actually hurt us to love others. Servants who love hurts us. It loves others. In other words, it makes a difference in how we live, living under the cross, and what language we use, and what attitudes we have, and how we spend our time and money, how we look at others.
而跟随耶稣的生活方式呢，是很不同的，是始于跟随耶稣走上十字架，背起我们自己的十字架，意味着跟随耶稣是会受伤的，我们将同其他人不一样，我们的身份会是仆人，是爱的仆人，换句话说，其他人应该看到我们生活方式是跟普通的不是基督徒的人有什么分别，我们用什么的语言，怎样去讲说话，我们用什么的态度，我们怎样花时间和金钱去对待看待其他人。
We're called by Jesus to follow him, to see others through his love, not as threats to see others that way or as opportunities to take advantage of others, but to serve others as opportunities for love. There's already enough hate out there. And we pray this Lent, as every Lent, as we look at this reading, that the Lord would give us strength to love in his name.
我们是透过耶稣的爱的眼光来去看其他的人，我们不将其他人视为威胁，而是呢视为在耶稣爱里面给我们有机会去侍奉。在这个世界上呢，仇恨已经够多，所以求主赐给我们有更加多的爱的力量去爱其他人。
Lord, give us strength to love, right, the Jesus way. That's what the disciples follow and learn the hard way, the way of taking up crosses, the way of selfless serving, the way of putting aside our own interests and picking up the needs of others. If we as followers of Jesus cannot see our own immediate needs, right, see beyond that, that doesn't mean to follow Jesus, it means to see the needs of others. And to see how our needs are covered in Jesus, that we would love the Jesus way.
主啊，求你请赐给我们力量去跟从和以爱耶稣的方式，他的方式去爱其他人，背起我们十字架的道路，是无私的去奉献，无私的侍奉，放低自己的利益而去照顾其他人的需要，这个这么好的爱的道。如果我们身为耶稣的跟随者，没办法看到自己眼前的需要以外的事情，其他的事物，那我们就没有跟随耶稣的生活方式，没有跟随他的爱。所以主啊，请赐给我们力量按照耶稣一样这样去爱。
Our second reading today from Romans so beautifully shows us this way of Jesus. We have peace with God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through Jesus we've obtained access by faith in his grace by which we now stand and we rejoice for the glory of God.
今天我们所读的第二段罗马书是很美丽的向我们展示了耶稣的方式，耶稣的道路，耶稣怎样教我们去爱，和耶稣怎样去爱我们，藉着耶稣基督的死和复活，我们与神和好，藉着耶稣我们都因为信而进入了现在所得到的恩典，并因神的荣耀而喜乐。
More than that, as scripture teaches, we actually learn to find joy in affliction and even suffering. That's something we need to learn. We need to relearn that even our sufferings, right, or cause of complainings or worse, can be ways to find Christ's presence. Suffering, scripture says, produces endurance. Endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope doesn't disappoint or put to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us.
不单止是这样，我们还要以苦为乐。再讲多一次，因为这个就是我们所需要学习的，或者我们需要忘记，我们以为所有的痛苦都是不好的，甚至或者是抱怨的原因，甚至更加差。因为苦难产生忍耐，在圣经里面这样讲，而忍耐产生老练， 老练产生盼望，而盼望不会令到我们觉得羞愧，因为神的爱已经藉着所赐给我们的圣灵在灌输灌满在我们的心里面。
The sufferings of Christ produce this endurance. The endurance to finish the mission of God is what Jesus does at the cross to save this world from sin. This cross gives us power. It produces character when we take up our crosses in Jesus' name, when in this suffering we see the very love of God. And this character produces hope that we shall overcome. Our sorrows will one day be turned to joy in Jesus who rises for us. And we pray in the meantime that the Lord would give us strength to love and to serve and to find even peace in suffering in Jesus.
基督的苦难产生了他忍耐，忍耐完成了上帝给他的使命，将这个世界从罪恶里面拯救出来。耶稣的忍耐产生了老练，而耶稣的苦难里面我们看到神的爱。耶稣的老练是带来希望，我们将会克服，令到我们的忧愁变为喜乐。愿主赐给我们力量，以耶稣的方式去爱。
We pray that the Lord would give us the character of His conviction, that it's better to love than hate, to give us endurance to not grow weary in doing good. Give us hope that Your will, O Lord, will be done in all of our lives.
主啊，请赐给我们的你的信念，等我们相信爱比恨是更加好。请赐给我们忍耐，等我们在做好事的时候不至于感到疲倦。请给我们希望、盼望，你的旨意是将会实现。
Who am I? That's the central question that Jesus wants to know in our gospel reading today. Jesus is the Christ, the one chosen by God, the Messiah, to suffer and die in our place, that we would stand in His grace, that we would love in His name, that we would bear our crosses. And Jesus is the one who shows us what to do, who takes up burdens and cares and sorrows, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
我是誰？這個就是耶穌想在我們今天讀到的福音裡面所明白到所知道的。你耶穌就是基督，是神所揀選來愛我們的人，是不停的愛，然後又再愛多一些，直到全世界都意識到你的愛。耶穌，你透過你的所作所為，你的一切向我們展示你是誰。你擔當我們的重擔，担当我们的忧愁。当我们是罪人的时候，你已经耶稣为我们而死。
The best kind of teachers teach and then they show what to follow. That's exactly what Jesus does. He teaches who He is. He points to what we are called to do, to receive His love, to love and live the Jesus way. It's Lent, right? It's a good invitation for us again to follow this way of the cross in Jesus. And to hear Jesus' words, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, affirm who Jesus is, take up the cross, that Jesus would be our all in all.
一个好的老师不单止去教导，他还会以身作则做给你看是应该是怎样去做事。耶稣，你透过指出我们被呼唤要做的事情，来向我们展示我们又是谁呢？是可以接受你的爱，以耶稣的方式去爱和生活。现在是预苦期，我们受到跟随耶稣的邀请。耶稣说，如果有人要跟随我，就等他去否认自己，确认耶稣是谁。那么耶稣是谁呢？耶稣是我们的一切。
阿们。
阿们。